So do you really want it? Oh, you know he'd come and get you and glorify you. You go to heaven. You'll be there. You'll probably be there somewhere in the millennial. There's a lot of things that'll need to be done. It'll be a supernatural and a natural government together. You want to hear something shocking? At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan's going to be turned loose for a season, for a little while. During that time, people lived and never died. They had children the whole time. None of them died. The lamb laid down with the lion. The children played with poisonous snakes in their holes. I didn't exactly play with them. Said they'll play in the hole of an asp. See, once again, there was a regeneration process going on. Satan was bound. These people grew up in a glorified government with the Lamb sitting on His throne and all the apostles there in their glorified bodies, many glorified saints reigning throughout that government. If you want to misjudge an enemy that's so deceptive that he'll turn those nations against the Lamb again who were subjected to a supernatural government, come on. How could he do that? You think he did something to them? What do you think he's done to religion? You think that you have to wait to forsake all? No. That begins right on the level of the rich man. Right on the level of the rich man, he said, if you want to be perfect, well, none of you are in any way, shape, or form even approaching perfection. But one thing you can do, he says, any man's come to me and not forsaken houses and lands. And another teaching, Jesus said, his own life also cannot be my follower. What do you think? That your old man would just lay down and die with no trouble? No. You think that one day he's going to ride in on a chariot with some mighty, mighty anointing in his hand and smote you with it? Now, begins with you. I choose to take this space I'm in right now and to begin to serve Him. He called it forsaking all. I really don't care. I can't imagine how the millennial will be. I can't imagine. But I can imagine the glory that you're resurrected in. I can imagine the status He gives you. I can imagine. That when the Lamb sends you to different quarters of the earth, I can imagine. What He clothes you in is going to speak something of your rank. And I can imagine it'll demand respect that you learn to give to the Lamb a long time ago. I imagine it'll be a joy and a glory that you'd have to die to appreciate. I just want it. Amen. Kill him, Oscar. Okay, worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify you and praise you and adore you and worship you. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mandale veta, boda kadasa, landa dahara, crema soda brama recrencio, vedo barati escoration desi, vea, manda, poila cala sedentia, viendo le voleto massa. Shode geracia. Shindu veto isha. He's saying, in understanding, many are called, few are chosen. I've called many to enter into this room, to fellowship with me. But most couldn't see to the end of their life, much less for the life to come. So many in the lifetime of the cares of this world, their calling was taken away from them in the part that they qualify to be chosen by me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Even that many are called, few be chosen. And because so few have been chosen, only few understand the things that I require for a man to enter in and fellowship with me on the level that I would entrust him with lands and houses and multitudes of brothers and sisters and children for my sake in the gospel. So hear what the Spirit would say. For I've desired to pull those aside and train them that they might understand how to enter into this call. But most of them, they stopped their training at the level that they themselves become exalted. Hear what the Spirit would say. Many are called, but few be chosen. If you'll allow me, that I see enough qualification to begin to unfold the revelation that it would take for you to understand what it would cost you to walk with me. For in that day, great shall be your reward. I'm hearing the in the end, I'm hearing don't know how he's doing it, but he's working and calling everybody aside that he can. And I don't know how he's doing it at this point. I'll understand it before it's over. But he's attempting to get over to men the answers to entering into these kind of things. So now I know what he's saying here. More is opening up. How many desires to be chosen? Oh, yeah. When I start hearing him talking to me in that level, I get so far out of it, I'm not good for much else. So I think I'm going to go ahead and as much as I can receive an offering, or until the next prophecy comes, if one comes. I'm not much good for anything else right this. Right at this point, but on waiting, because now the mind of what he wants to say is in the formation stage. Way down in the well, in the treasury of my spirit. And it's in formation stage. I can feel it. And I can understand it almost, but I can't say it. It will finish forming. And I will be able to say it. And right now, the mind of Christ is endeavoring to form something. And it'll be in me many days. So many days. We will be in. You will understand thoroughly what he wants you to know by the time it's done. And you, my friend, will have the privilege, as he said, and any of you who's forsaken all. See, and that sounds worse than it is. It means that no matter what he has asked you to do, you have followed him wherever he has went. So now that I understand the reward that he's contracted with me for a penny a day, he says, not only 100-fold in this lifetime of money to lay treasures up into heaven, but then eternal life as he calls me in and pays me the penny for my day. He'll say, son, 7,276,000 were born again. Will you reign with me? I'm going to get to report right to Peter and Paul. I'm going to say, how am I doing? Your chair wasn't available. But if it was, you could just bet I'd have went for it. Where am I? Not bad as you think. It's not bad as you think. Don't wait till somebody prophesies you to India. Start now. There's no man who's come to me that's forsaken houses and land. Start. Coming to the place where you can do what the rich man couldn't. Trade your wealth on this earth to lay treasures up into heaven, because that's where your true wealth on this earth begins. Because if you can lay it up into heaven, then you have tapped into a source that no man can turn off. Your kids will eat when Tulsa starves. You won't have to join the militia and get a gun. You won't have to join those special groups that are forming around some of the super churches where they meet and you join up and they give you an Uzi. Store bread in barrels underneath your house. And then you shoot little kids when they want a handful of your meal you had stored up. Where will it end? Who are you going to kill, your neighbor? How many people are you going to kill protecting your supplies? I tell you why you do that kind of thing. Because you're afraid. You're afraid. It begins here. This is where it begins. The rich young ruler wasn't lost. He traded his wealth for a reign in the millennial and possibly a seat. Cannot check you. All right. So I'm prophesying now. I gotta stop. See, with me, this is not gonna stop. I'll just go start writing it down now. You don't want to listen to me anymore. My paper will listen to me. I don't know what else to do, but go ahead and minister this grace to you. You know, not necessarily you running up and throwing a big poof offering in that kind of, that's not what we're teaching on. We're teaching on being able to do what the rich young ruler couldn't. Who can be saved? So Peter, it cost me everything for you to say that. You don't know what I left behind to become what you are. I tell you, boy, with God all things are possible. I'm going to change your nature. I'm going to give you an inheritance in heaven. Follow me, boy. What do I get? Can this do it? If I be a get up. Hallelujah. Where were we? Taking an offering. Okay, bring the buckets up and put them on the steps. And give them an envelope. Folks, I'm going to have to go back in the back right after this, I think, because you may ask me something, I'll tell you the truth. Because when I'm in this, the distance from my mouth to your answer is this far. Sometimes I say what I think. You need an envelope, raise your hand. Hallelujah. And it's not that it's wrong. It's just that I blurt things out and I wished I wouldn't have handled it that way sometimes.
Now, Brother Roberson, I've been wanting to come down and pray, you know, like you've been teaching, but yeah, I'm awful busy in that.
Now you're busy because you want to be. Whoops.
Well, I would really come if I...
No, you're not coming because you don't want to. You do whatever else you want. See? Tim, you better take me out of here.
Fring besti lofakali makatust kainsti hokadi imbe indikalame ato kedasa.
For what you'll see in the days to come, you will hardly recognize. For those who I've given this to, they've been so far and few between that those that's picked the mantle up had no teachers and forgot how it was when those who walked with me had the limits taken off. For I desire to come in all my glory and all my power And I desire to administer the fullness of grace in everything that Christ is to every person who will receive Him. And I have redeemed you in every area. And I desire to give the ministry of the simplicity of giving to those who are able to receive it. Hallelujah. Geli maso de manti. Fuiski kalimando. Bo kadiski de manso to blanche te ve ondas to. Gayu julande. Sandi basho. Something. Something about answered prayer. Eko le ma. So delivreba so dentus kilamada. Yeti la ma. Kondiskihi. Hasa. For many have stood in my presence and prayed noble prayers, but they stood not in my presence, absent of those things that I need to move on their behalf. For understand this, saith the Spirit of grace. Understand this. For I know the secrets of your heart, and I know your prayers, even before you pray. So hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. For those who stand in my presence and desire many, many things from me, that the decisions have already been made, that because of the price that's been paid and established on your account through your covenant, that when you reach the place where you qualify, that the blessings have already been given. They don't enter into you. You enter into them. But I cannot prematurely give them to you when things that exist on the inside of you will not allow them to be received, because the enemy would come and destroy you because of your weaknesses. Hear what the Spirit would say and enter into my presence and fellowship with me, for I desire to purge you and make you ready to receive my glory. If I was afraid to miss a series, would be this one. Stand up, please. Kelaman to Skidland. Tell them about the trap. Tell them about the trap. Tell them about the trap. For it's been handed down from apostle to prophet to teacher to pastor to evangelist. For this teaching has been handed down to those who are called by me, that they be a good steward. They cease not to offer up prayers day and night. That they give themselves continually to my word and prayer. To tell them the rest of it. For even though Satan could not remove those who received my call too far from these principles, but yes, they have removed those who have called to be chosen by me in these areas from their principles. And many have fallen short of the illumination and revelation that I desire to feed into their spirit, because Satan cut them short on the teaching and they could not see into the spirit far enough to understand that they needed to follow me as the apostle followed me and go into my presence and take this realm away from the enemy. And I desire to bring you in as I desire to bring my apostles into their anointing. But because deception has come in, they seem not to need and only gave themselves over to the making of the money, and the money finally made them. And hear what the Spirit would say, "For I've called you to seek me out and know me as much as I've called them. Don't be tripped up, for the things that you need to see are in the fullness of my presence. Come and walk with me, saith the Spirit of grace, and I'll make you one of my chosen, for you already are one of my called." Hey. Tell them that Satan took that part away. That they don't look at themselves the same way. As an apostle looks at himself, he knows he needs to give himself to the Word of God day and night. They don't look at themselves the same way. Therefore, they've been defeated from the revelation that they needed to have to take this realm of glory away from the enemy. Why do you reason within yourself and say this? For know those reasonings, that stronghold's been given to you by the enemy. Yes, yes. For those who deliver my power in the hour and a half to 2 to 3 hours they spend in front of you, they've spent many hours behind you in my presence. For those who would operate in that kind of wisdom, they know that it only takes a few hours a day to make the kind of decisions that I flow through. It causes the strong man to come down. And the rest of the time they spend nurturing their spirit in my presence. Just as my men of God minister my anointing, and the rest of the time they spend with me, that my entrepreneurs, they minister my anointing and make those decisions, and they cut with the sword. They pull strongholds down. They fight with my wisdom, and the rest of the time they spend in prayer. So say not in your heart that this man has all the time he needs to seek me, for the same wisdom's available to you that's available to him. It's a trap. Don't use it again. By the time you're handling billions, you'll only make decisions for a few hours a day, just like the man of God delivers. The rest of the time, you're going to have to be where he is. You've been deceived. You're not letting me stop. Some of you call, all you'll do is pay, just pay, pay to drive hell backwards. That's all you'll do. You whipped it with your wisdom before you took the best gift you know, employed them to preach them into the kingdom for you. God, this is good stuff. It's a lot better when He does it.